In this episode, I'm interviewing the famous or infamous Mr. Jefferson Graham.
This is TWIP.
Hey, folks, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Photo. I am your host, Frederick Van Johnson. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down with my friend, someone who I can say is a longtime friend, Mr. Jefferson Graham. You may know him from his many projects, Photo Walks, USA Today, et cetera, et cetera. This guy is all over the place, and he is gracing our presence today to talk about photo walks and photography with us. Jefferson Graham, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Frederick, thank you so much. Of course, we'll have to mention that we go back to being both kicked out of a shoot together. That's how we met.
We have to talk about that, right? So this is back when I was at Adobe. I think I was at Adobe back then, right?
You were at Adobe. You were talking Lightroom.
Yeah, we were talking about Lightroom. We came down to your area, someplace Manhattan Beach or someplace.
Yeah, Manhattan Beach, the Shade Hotel.
Yeah, and we go to this hotel and tell us what happened, Jefferson.
We were having lunch, so we pulled out the tripod and we started setting up for an interview. And they came over. You can't do an interview in our restaurant, so we did the interview on a street corner.
We did. Showed them. And we it looked fine. Them. We looked, yeah. It came out perfect. So it was totally fine. No, that was good. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, that was back with Lightroom 3 or something, or 2 or somewhere. And geez, I'm aging myself. It's like rings on a tree software releases.
But we're both still using Lightroom.
Yeah. For now, I'm still using Lightroom. Let's talk about that a little bit. So, but before we dive into I would really want to dive in and get the scoop on the photo walks and stuff that you're doing. I know there's been a lot of buzz around that.
Which is a video series on YouTube where I take people out. I invite them to come with me to great places and show where the best spots are to photograph before they go there, so that when they get there, it's laid out for them.
That's what I want to talk about. So we're going to dive into that. Before we do that, though, give us the Southern California party cocktail pitch about who Jefferson Graham is. When somebody walks up to you and they're like, hey, what do you do? What do you say?
Okay. Longtime photographer, writer, video maker. And when I'm not doing that, guitarist.
That's right.
Right. Longtime journalist. I've been writing for USA Today for years, multimedia photography. I'm also a podcaster. So I do a daily podcast called Talking Tech, which you've been on. Thank you, yep. Frederick.
Yeah.
And I cover technology, and my passion is photography.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And guitar playing.
You've done some episodes where you managed to squeeze in your guitar playing in
there. And I have a complete YouTube channel on guitar. I put all my guitar videos up there as well.
All right, so here's a segue or a non sequitur. If someone wanted to learn how to play guitar, what would be their first step, knowing that they have never even picked up a guitar, but never strummed a guitar. Where would they go?
There's millions of videos on YouTube of people teaching, but you'd want to learn some basic chords. G would be the easiest chord to learn. It doesn't hurt the fingers. F would be the one that hurts. So G, C, an E chord is pretty easy. An E minor chord is really easy because it's two fingers. So yeah. You just want to start learning. Do you play at all?
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking. That was the hidden question.
I have about 8 guitars to the side of me, so I'll bring one over before we say goodbye.
Awesome. Yeah. You could play a few bars. That'd be great. So let's dive into it. So we know who you are. We know what you love doing. Photo walks, which is why I wanted to talk to you today. Well, I wanted to talk to you always to catch up. But the photo walk project that you're working on, like you said, you are basically acting as sort of the advance team and going out to cool places and scouting it out and recording it so that when people travel there, they don't have to sort of figure it out from scratch and they know exactly where to go. What was the genesis of this idea? Was it just like an epiphany that you woke up one night and said, you know, I need to do this? Or was it something else?
I was in Japan. I made a travel video about Osaka and Kobe, and I showed it to my friend and he said, good footage, but you didn't offer any photo tips. Why didn't you offer any photo tips? And I said, I don't know. He says, well, don't you think people would like to hear from you on that? And I said, okay, Billy, if that's how you feel, I'll go out and make one with photo tips. I went to Hollywood Boulevard. I did 20 minutes on how to shoot the various icons that we all go to when we go to Hollywood Boulevard. I had a good time. and people seemed to like it. So I kept on going at it. That was about a year and a half ago. I've done over 50 of these since.
50. That's amazing. Congratulations, man. That's a body of work. That's not easy. And with it being a photo walk, and I've watched a couple of these, each one of those 50 or over 50, there's a crowd of people with you.
No.
So is it just you walking around?
It's me taking the viewer on a photo walk.
Oh, okay.
Now, cool. In some of the episodes I've done, though, I've been meeting up with other photographers and going off with them. So I just was in Portugal, where I met the great local photographer José Manuel Santos, and he showed us hidden Porto. I did postcard Porto and then met up with him to do the hidden spots. That was fascinating, a lot of fun. We went to places I had no idea about. So he was lending his expertise there. And then in Morro Bay, California, which is on the central California coast, I met up with Ginger D'Annunzio, who is a local photographer. She has a storefront on Main Street, and we went around town. So it's a road trip, it's a photo walk, and it's showing, you know, we showed her hidden spots, which are really some buttes.
Yeah.
So I think it's a service if you're ever going to go there. And if you're not, you might watch it and say, hey, maybe I should go there. That was the idea as well. I've, as I'm sure you have, I've driven through Morro Bay, stopped for an hour or two. This time I was there for 2.5 days and I really got into it. And when you do that, you really find out what the town is all about. And hopefully that comes through in the video.
Yeah. Another friend was telling me, they said something similar, that you can't really know a place unless you've spent some time there, you know, and, you know, he was saying, like, live there. You have to, like, literally, in order to understand the people and the culture and all that. And like you said, like, most of the places I visited, even in California, have been, hey, you know, I'm going to go there for the day and hang out, and then I'm in traffic trying to get home at the end of it.
You have to at least stay overnight, because you get your sunset at night. And then you have to wake up early in the morning to pick up your time lapse of the early morning. My favorite time lapse was actually in Santa Barbara. I've done a lot of the sun going over the water. But Santa Barbara, I did the county courthouses, which is one of the great buildings. It's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years old. And I just sat there watching the light go over the building. It wasn't the sun, but just the light. And I, you know, it's a great experience. And I would recommend that anybody into time lapse bring something to read, because you'll be there for a long time.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so let's continue that train of thought for a minute. Having done, you know, dozens and dozens of these, over 50, what are some learnings for that, you know, other than scouting out the area and staying overnight, what are some other learnings that you've picked up on how to deal with locals and how to approach them? Do you want to approach them? Should you have a shot plan in mind? Like, what are some ideas for people that are watching this?
Well, the first thing I do is I go to the tourism board or anywhere where they sell postcards, and I pick up the literature and I look at their take on the best pictures. So where what are they showing off? So when were they photographed? And you know, I mean, the usual theme is they're all done in the morning or they're all done in the evening. Period. You know, when we were in Madrid, every shot was done at nighttime. There's nothing done in the day. So that gives you a good idea of what you're up for. And I suppose I could have looked at some of the stuff online, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not the same. And Laguna Beach, I went there. And that was a really funny experience, because drones are illegal in Laguna. Mm-hmm. And everywhere you go, there's a sign, no drones. But in their brochures, every picture is a drone.
Okay. Why are they illegal? They just want to city ordinance, keep it quiet.
City ordinance, because it might fall on people's heads. And I think it's more of a control issue. They have big crowds, and most people that fly drones don't pay attention to the rules. They don't know that you're not supposed to fly over people or in crowded areas.
Yep.
And they just abuse the rules. And I think that's why there's so many places that say no drones. Yeah. When I was in Europe, they were lax about it, which was great. It gave me more opportunity to fly.
Yeah. But what do you fly? What's your drone?
I have a Mavic.
That's the one I have, the Mavic Pro.
I have the Mavic Pro Platinum, which is one edition up from you, but it's basically the same.
I'm looking at the, you know, you get that tingling where it's time for me to get another drone or whatever. I'm looking at the new, what is it, the Mavic Pro Zoom or Plus?
Yeah, you probably want the one with the Hasselblad lens.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
I do.
Though I didn't find the difference to be that dramatic.
It's software for me, because those, the ones that we have, the operating system doesn't allow you to do like orbits of yourself, and there's something that's missing.
I don't know. Maybe I just haven't read the instructions. Time for a firmware upgrade for you.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's time for that. Well, let's talk. Let's continue talking tech with Jefferson Graham.
After this word from our sponsor, we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Yeah. Now it's time for Casper Mattresses are now. Which I did a piece on,
by the way.
I'm about to buy one of those things. What'd you think of it?
They met me and they said, you know, we're great. We do all these wonderful things. I said, great, open up the box and pull a mattress out. And they said, well, that's a lot of work. I said, yeah, but we came all the way here. We really want to see you do it. And they did it.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I mean, a lot of people like it. I'd like to try it out first. And I don't want to put, I'm very bad about any box that comes in the mail and trying to get it back together again. Are you good at that?
No. But I'll tell you what I did do. I did buy a Casper mattress. So, and I'm not sponsored, never have been sponsored by them. I don't think we have been. But I bought one, and just to see, because I even bought it before the sponsorship thing or before we even started talking to them. And it was strange because, you know, like you said, the box comes in the mail, you open it up, and this transformer pops out and makes itself into a bed. Right?
So, yeah.
And it was reasonably comfortable. So, you know. Anyway,
it's just I have a problem with boxing.
Yeah. No, it was good. So let's talk about gear a little bit. So on these photo walks, 50 of them, are you bringing the same stuff with you every time, or do you vary it based on the location?
Okay, so Frederick, I shoot 99% of them I've shot by myself. So I have to be light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whatever I can get in a backpack. So my driving shots and my walking shots are done on the GoPro Hero 7 Black.
Nice.
My all the photos and all the B-roll and all my stand-ups are shot on the Sony RX10 IV, which is my go-to camera. It's probably not been mentioned on your show too much.
Yeah.
But it has this killer 20mm to 600mm lens. If you run the B-roll of my otter shots from Morro Bay over this, people will understand, because I was standing pretty far away and I got some pretty amazing shots. So I don't have to carry two bodies with me with giant lenses. I just have everything in this and I shoot on 4K. It's great. I also have a Sony A7 III, which I use for my pro jobs. I haven't used them for the videos, but if somebody was there with me, I would be using it. Otherwise, I've been shooting time lapses on GoPros and iPhones, and my drone shots on the Mavic.
Wow, love it! I love it. Yeah, you're the ninja, right? Travel light and run light, run and gun, right?
and a tripod with me.
Yeah. You know, I've been playing with that new Peak Design tripod.
Oh, you lucky person! Boy, is it as great as it looks?
It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a tripod, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's an expensive tripod, but yeah.
$650 in the shade.
I thought it was 50. No?
I think it's 650. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's out of my range, but it looks beautiful. I have a, what is it? It's not a Mi 2. It's a Mi Photo tripod.
Yeah, I have two of those. Yeah, I love those.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's whatever fits in the backpack.
Yeah. Love it. Well, Jefferson Graham, where, if people want to check out these photo walks that you've done and are doing and continue to do, what's the best location for them to head over to?
All right. So real easy, youtube.com/Jefferson Graham. I love that one. You can go to my blog, which is blog.jeffersongraham.com. You can go to my website, which is jeffersongraham.com or .net, either one.
Love it. Easy. And of course, I'll link to all those places in the description for this YouTube video, as well as in the show notes for the podcast. So, and there goes my phone right off the desk. So,
well, I want to switch to the Lumix for my webcam shots, because yours looks so crisp and beautiful.
Do you like that? Look at that. That is that, as long as we're talking cameras, that is a Lumix GH4 with a, what is it? What lens do I have on there? I think that's a 15 mil. No, it's the 12-35 f/2.8 lens on there.
Okay. And are you lit or natural?
Oh, no, I'm lit, man. Oh, you mean the lighting? Oh, no. Yeah. The lighting is, these are two Elgato key lights. So go to elgato.com and check out the key lights. They're amazing. So
I'm natural window light right now.
Yeah, no. I record all times of day and night, so I need consistent lighting all the time. And this is a green screen behind me, just to see inside baseball. That is a green screen. Look at that. Look at that. All right, Ben.
Everything I learned about interviewing, I learned from this new course.
Oh, look at that. You're going to plug my course.
That's
right. I love it. How to interview like a boss.
No. What I really like is your data that gets sent out. It's better than how to ask questions, because I think a lot of people know how to ask questions. It's how to book and how to set everything up on time. You send out this sheet and you say, fill it in, name a show, what are we going to talk about, put in the links. You do all the easy work because, I mean, I've interviewed so many people that come to the party, they're not sure what they're going to say. But if you fill out this form, you know what you're going to say.
Yeah,
it's all done. You have a better idea.
Yeah. You got the Skype ID, you got the topic of the interview, you got all their links, everything to do the interview is ready before you even do the interview. That's the point. And that comes from, you know, just having a lot of interviews to do, right? And trying to use technology smartly to automate processes. So.
I think it's one of the best little systems that I've ever seen, and I'd like to copy it from you.
Please do copy it and ask me if you have any questions. I'm happy to answer. So, good. Thank you. That means a lot coming from Jefferson Graham. Yeah, there's a lot of trial and error and bonsai work on that system, getting things going. But yeah.
Well, I bet you don't have people show up, and when you ask them a question about something and they go, well, and they don't know what to say.
Yeah.
They've had to write it out, right?
Yeah. I've already asked them, what do you want to talk about for the most part? And it's just bullets. So I'll get, you know, we can go in different directions. Like we didn't talk about Casper mattresses, you know, in the pre-interview questions, but we went in that direction a little bit. So,
Before we go, can I pull the guitar for a second?
Yeah, please go for it.
Okay. One second. It's not far away.
All right. So, this is a This Week in Photo first. Jefferson Graham, USA Today talking tech and podcast guy, YouTuber extraordinaire, is going to serenade us.
I seem to be in tune. Frederick, E minor.
I can do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. I love it. I love it, man.
You know that. See, you could just pick up a guitar, E minor, and you're going.
I love it. All right. I'm going to be pinging you on which guitar to buy. I want to write and play some blues songs. Okay. Keep going. Play us out. All right. Keep playing. I'm going to end the interview right here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him here first. Mr. Jefferson Graham jamming on the strings. Check him out at Talking Tech. We'll have all the links for his various projects in the show notes for this episode, as well as in the blog post or in the YouTube video. All right. Thanks a lot, Jefferson Graham.
This is Twitter.